The opposition to Roe versus Wade and identifying nominees that they hope and believe will overturn that one day has been a core piece of advocacy that aligns with the Republican Party. It's not clear that it is a net benefit to the politics side of that if to achieve one's goals. It's not. It may be. But, for example, the Obergefell decision, which constitutionalized the rights of all adults to marry each other, was a political boon. I'm not saying a life boon, but a political boon to the folks that oppose that. And so I don't think any of us know how this plays out in political terms over the next 2 to 5 or 10 years. And I say that because on the merits, he's qualified. As a point of fact, he will be confirmed. I'm as certain as that as you can be certain of things that haven't happened. The rest of it, everything that happens between now and then is political theater. And everything that happens politically after it is a reaction to whatever he does.
I actually agree with that. I don't think we should be speculating about the outcome once he's on the court, because I don't think anybody knows. What you can know looking at his record is what his judicial philosophy is.